Good morning. Today we have an interesting question as it pertains to the covering of challah when saying Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Our scenario today is as follows. If we have a bunch of tables set up and one person is saying Kiddush for everyone, and obviously the person saying Kiddush has lechem by him, has lechem mishnah, but in addition on all the tables, there's lechem mishnah for everyone to go wash and say their own hamotzis. Is it only the Mekadesh, the person saying Kiddush, who has to cover his challah or the challah on his table? Or does everyone have to cover the challah on their own respective table? So that is the question. This comes up in a yeshiva. If you have a lot of students, a lot of talmidim eating at different tables, but one person says Kiddush for everyone, Barav HaMajas Melech, it comes up at a simcha. If you have a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos and many people are invited and they're sitting on different tables and one person says Kiddush for everyone, various scenarios that this indeed does come up. So on the one hand, the Leket Yosha brings that Rav Yisrael Isserlin was not strict about this. It tells a scenario that there was a time that they were in yeshiva and he said Kiddush for all the bachers in yeshiva, and he said Kiddush and they had challahs on their respective tables, and just the challah on his, Rav Yisrael's Isserlin's table was covered, but the challahs on the rest of the bachers' tables was not covered. And based on the Leket Yosha learned as follows, Mistama, we learn from Rav Yisrael Isserlin accordingly, that Mishalom Ivarech Eina Ose Boshes Lapas. If you have somebody who's not saying Kiddush and they happen to have challah on their table, there's no busha, there's no embarrassment that challah is not being used, is not saying the bracha on it. There's no busha because it's somebody else saying the Kiddush. But indeed, on the other hand, there are poskim who were machmir on this. And amongst them, the Tshuvas Igros Moshe of Moshe Feinstein was asked the following questions. If you have many people eating at the same time in dispersed tables, they're not all at one table, different tables set up like in a yeshiva that were in a cheder ochel, in a cafeteria, and lots of students sitting all around. And each table has its lechem mishnah on it, or more than one set of lechem mishnah, and one student or one ram, one rebbe, is saying Kiddush for everyone. And that's our question indeed. Is it only the person who is saying Kiddush that has to cover his challah, or does everyone, each person, need to cover the challah, or the tables need to set to cover the challah? So he says as follows. He paskins at the beginning, and then he explains his rationale. He says everyone's got to cover the challahs, even though they're not together at the same table with the person saying Kiddush. And he goes through it. Look at the various reasons why we cover the challah when we're saying Kiddush. So one of the reasons is zecher l'man, to remember the man that was covered on the top and the bottom when it fell in the desert. So too we cover our challah. So he says it's a din in the lechem mishnah that it be covered. It's not a halacha in the Kiddush that it relates only to where the Kiddush is said or the person saying the Kiddush. But if you have lechem mishnah, you have to cover it. That is the concept of the Zecher Laman. Zecher Laman, the man was covered. We cover the Lechem Mishnah regardless of where it is. And then he says, another reason, and we've talked about this many times over the past couple of weeks, Yakra, the Shapsa, that we cover everything during the Kiddush in order to uncover it, in order to show that everything we did here is for the Kavod of Shabbat. So he says, based on this, we have to cover it during Kiddush. And the Kiddush is the matir. The Kiddush is what permits us to uncover it and eat it. So he says as follows, Daha afa ochlim al shulchanos acherim, people who are eating on different tables, lachutru leachol ad achar shiatsu be'akiddush, they are not permitted to eat their bread until they hear Kiddush. And even though the Kiddush is sent from elsewhere, but it affects the person saying the Kiddush, affects their challah. It affects them because that's what permits them to eat their challah. So it has to stay covered. And once they hear the Kiddush, that is the matir. That's what permits them to eat. And then we uncover the challah. So that's based on the Yakra, the Shabbos reason. Now, Rav Moshe then says, I have a suffix based on a third reason of Boshes. Boshes is the embarrassment that if we are saying Kiddush on the wine, it's an embarrassment for the challah. So he says as follows, because they're saying Kiddush, and the Kiddush is not right there, So is there real busha happening to this challah right here? He says maybe it's unclear. The Kiddush, maybe they're saying it on wine. Maybe they're saying it on bread. Maybe if they're saying it on bread somewhere else, there's no embarrassment to our bread. But truth be told, he says as follows. If they were going to say the Kiddush on the Lechem Mishnah, they wouldn't do it from one central location. They would have each table that has its own Lechem Mishnah. Each table would say their own Kiddush on the Lechem Mishnah. So from the fact that we see that the tables are not saying their own Kiddush on the Lechem Mishnah, we can clearly deduce from that the Kiddush is being said on wine. Also, I don't know if Rav Moshe mentions this, but it's also being said, we hear that it's Borei Pri Hagafen. So that's the busha here. So Rav Moshe is of the view that even according to the Rishon of Boshes, even though the Kiddush has been saying from elsewhere in a different location, nonetheless, it's still going to be considered a busha for the bread, because we're not saying the Kiddush on the bread, we are saying it on wine elsewhere. And accordingly, Rav Moshe says, based on those three reasons, based on each of them, we would require to cover not only the Lechem Mishnah, the person who's saying Kiddush, but the Lechem Mishnah on all of the tables, even though they are not right by the person saying Kiddush. And in the end of the day, the Tshuvas Rivavas Ephraim has a similar analysis, and he quotes Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who brings another reason why you have to cover the challah on all of the tables, and it uses the concept of Shomeya Ka'one. If somebody is hearing a bracha, he's being yotze a bracha from somebody else, we say Shomeya Ka'one. The mechanism of you can be yotze from somebody else is if you hear it, it's as if you said it yourself. And accordingly, because that's the mechanism we're using when somebody says Kiddush for other people, the other people are Yotze because of Shomeya Ke'one, just like the person has to cover the Kiddush, the person saying Kiddush has to cover his challah, so to everyone else who are Yotze via Shomeya Ke'one, it's as if they are saying the Kiddush themselves, and accordingly, they also have to cover the Lechem Mishnah by themselves, because of Shemeya to Kona, they have to act the same way as the person saying the Kiddush. So based on that, we would conclude that it seems that the majority rule is that when somebody is saying Kiddush for many people, not only the Mekadesh should cover his Lechem Mishnah, but everyone should cover their Lechem Mishnah, even if they're on different tables. Have a wonderful day.